You're listening to Daybreak at 88.3 FM at the Site C construction site near Fort St. John and at 91.5 FM outside the Coast Hotel in downtown Prince George. And that's where job seekers lined up yesterday for Site C jobs. Our reporter Betsy Trumpener was there and she joins us this morning to share those job seeker stories. Good morning, Betsy.
Good morning, Audrey.
Betsy, can you set the scene for us yesterday?
Well, it was the kind of sight you rarely see in Prince George. Long before the Site C job fair doors even opened, there was this huge, long lineup of people snaking all around the outside of the Coast Hotel in downtown Prince George and right inside into the hotel lobby. There were gray-haired tradesmen in their ball caps, young people who'd bussed in from Notley. There was a busload of folks from Morristown. Single moms were there, college graduates, teenagers with tattoos in their hoodies. More job seekers kept arriving, carrying maybe coffee in one hand, in their other hand, blue file folders or white manila envelopes or clipboards with their carefully printed out resumes and cover letters. Now, people would head for the doors and then do a double take before going to the end of this very, very long lineup. Now, watching over it all, very orderly lines of people, plainclothes security guards with earbuds.
And I was hearing about that even at the coffee shop next door, how long that lineup was. That was outside. What was happening inside the job fair?
Well, BC Hydro told me that the idea of the job fairs was to put local people in the north right together with those who are going to be doing the hiring for some face time. So the lineup in the lobby to get in, then more lineups in the lobby, and then inside a carpeted ballroom underneath the chandeliers, more long lineups, all for a minute or two of what BC Hydro called speed dating with one of the four contractors there. Does Cho, which is doing logging and site prep, Security Guard hiring security guards, the Peace River project that's going to be doing the construction work to build the dam, and of course ATCO that's building and operating that giant work camp. Now, there were no job offers made there. No in-depth interviews, just a chance to chat for a minute or two and hand over your resume. Some people asked, why not just have an online application rather than bringing people in and making them stand in line? There may have been an element of public theater to it all. But basically, the contractors on site told me they're basically taking resumes, meeting people, building up their job banks for when hiring begins.
So how many people were actually in that lineup?
Well, there were hundreds before the doors even opened, and just after 7 p.m. last night when the fair shut down in Prince George, I heard from BC Hydro, 1,018 people through the doors,
far beyond
what they were projecting for Prince George. And I spent quite a long time yesterday talking to people in that lineup, so let's meet some of them, starting with Bertha Pierre from Morristown.
I'm excited. There's eight of us that came from Morristown to come to this job fair and distribute our resumes. It's about a 5.5 to 6 hour drive to be here, so there was quite a big lineup when we got here. I mean, we left Morristown at 6 a.m. When we got here, we're like, wow, there's so many people.
6 hours to the job fair, the job itself much further. You don't mind working away from home?
Not at all. I'm a single mom, but I do need to provide for my child. And the jobs nowadays are so scarce, and basically going to put my resume out there and hope for the best.
Heard there was 1,500 jobs available, so.
And what kind of work are you looking for?
Anything really at the moment, something to make paycheck.
Looking for work.
And where'd you come from?
Grand Prairie. I'm a sandblaster. I got laid off summer of last year pretty much, so that sucks, like really bad. Got a handful of resumes, I'm good.
Just recently graduated from school with power engineering, fourth class. So I'm looking for some maintenance jobs, and boiler operators, and pretty much whatever I can get, really.
And what do you think of this lineup?
Incredible. It sucks to see this many people looking for work. We need more projects like this throughout Canada, for sure. Get all these skilled people working again.
I'm just looking for work, and you got over 1,000 people here, and how many people are going to get employed from Prince George? Why doesn't Chrissy Clark say, come here and take a picture of this?
You take care. Good luck.
I don't need luck. I need a job.
No, we're from Notley. It's beside Fort Fraser,
and
we traveled here to look for jobs, move up in the future, you know, keeping my options open. There's so many opportunities out there.
So you got your resume there?
Cover letters, resumes,
we got everything.
What brings your family here today?
My husband needs a job. He's lost his oil patch job, and we need income.
And when you see this lineup, what do you think?
I hope there's jobs for each and every one of these gentlemen, because it is tough to not be able to support your family. I just hope he can get a job.
And that last voice, Tamara Kemble of Prince George, some of the many other job seekers I spoke with yesterday outside that Sightsee job fair in Prince George. And Audrey, as we heard, 1,018 people walked through those doors, handed their resumes to contractors working on the mega dam. And those 1,000 people in Prince George are in addition to the 1,500 people who applied for jobs in Fort St. John last week and 1,800 in other parts of the piece. So we're looking at applications just in this last week or so of almost 5,000 people. Of course, the job fair moves to Quesnel today. That's from noon to 7 at the Quesnel Senior Center. Wednesday, the job fair moves to Mackenzie, and next week to Fort Nelson.
Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you.
Our Northern reporter, Betsy Trumpener. We also have pictures of what was happening yesterday at the Coast Hotel on Facebook. And I'm wondering, were you there at the job fair? Send us an email at daybreaknorth@cbc.ca or Facebook us. Send us a note. Let us know what it looked like and why you were there.